just want to apologize publicly to those who come from the outside that I fell asleep at the watch. I was supposed to give a message that Rochson was going to give a question and answer this morning, and I just forgot. So I apologize. But he already announced that 2 weeks from now he's going to give a shiur in Gemara, which means 2 weeks from now we will not have a shiur on Wednesday. It could be Hilchos of the Mashiach, because as I pointed out, when we get to the Mishnah and Daf Kaf Ches, we're going to stop in any case. At what point exactly that will be, it may be about 2 weeks from now. The Seder. Okay. We began the sugi over here on Daf Kavav in the days of Tanur Shisika Beklipe Orla, the status of the Tanur and the status of the Pas, and we pointed out that there are two issues that have to be dealt with over here in terms of understanding the sugya. Firstly, the concept of Yesh Shvach Eitz in the Pas, and secondly, the concept of Zevizegorin. And we decided to take in one direction, or Bednarch decided to take in the other direction. Who knows which is the right direction, but we'll continue the way that we were working. Namely, we decided to start with the concept of Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepat, and we had to ask ourselves two questions. Firstly, what does that mean to say Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepat? We're not dealing over here with any ta'am which is being transferred. This isn't a classic ta'aroves. What exactly from the Eitzim is now in the pat, A? And B, once we assume that Rebbe holds Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepat, on what point do Rabbanan disagree with him? Rabbanan, the Gemara says, disagree, and they say that Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepat. What exactly is the machlokas? That is one matter we'll discuss, and then we'll move over to the world of Zevizegorin. So what we saw last time is that we set up theoretically that there are two groups of Rishonim who talk in different language. One group consisted of Rabbeinu Chananel, Rashi, Tosfos, Tosfos Rashmi Shantz, and the other group consisted of the Riva, as quoted by the Tosfos Rashmi Shantz, and the Baal HaMo'or. And we'll take these one by one. If we look in Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, Shevach Atzei Ha'isur Hu Afiyas HaPas. Tosfos speaks about, Hainu Sheha Eitzim Heim Gormim Afiyas HaPas, and then Tosfos says, V'chein Pirish Rashi. Tosfos Rashi uses the language, Rashi Mishantz uses the language, Yesh Hanoas Eitzim Ba'afiyas HaPas, Sheha Eitzim Osim Ha'afiyah. Namely, that what we have from this group of Rishonim, Rashi as quoted by Tosfos Shantz, and Rabbeinu Chananel, is that we have over here an Iser Hanoah. We have Eitzim that are Aser B'Hanoah. When these Eitzim turn into heat, then they cause baking of bread. The fact that the bread is being baked, that is the Hanoah which is coming out of the Eitzim. And if these Eitzim are Aser B'Hanoah, then this bread becomes Aser. Namely, that we have over here a process that heat is a factor in baking bread. The heat is coming from Eitzim that are Aser B'Hanoah. Therefore, the bread, which is the Hanoah, which is coming out of these Eitzim, is Aser B'Hanoah. This is the reflection of the Iser Hanoah that we have in the Eitzim. This is Rebbe Shita. And Rabbanon disagree on a technicality. They agree with the whole process. They agree that the Eitzim bring about heat, and the heat brings about a loaf of bread. And therefore this loaf of bread is the Hanoah that is coming out of the heat. Where they disagree is the relationship between the heat and the Eitzim. That Rebbe held that the heat is coming from the Eitzim. The Eitzim are giving forth the heat. Were the Eitzim no longer to be in the Tanur, were they ready to have been turned into Gechalim, which we'll discuss in Yirtzeh Hashem on the bottom of Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph, or were they ready to be turned into Eifer, then there's nothing to talk about. Then the heat stands on its own. Rabbanan said that even if the Eitzim are still in the Tanur, these are Eitzim that haven't yet been turned into heat. The heat is coming from Eitzim that were, not from Eitzim that are. The heat is coming from the deconstruction of the Eitzim, not from the Eitzim themselves. Even if we have a Shalhevet Bifaneha, which is the case where Rebbe and Rabbanan disagree, where you have a Shalhevet, a flame which appears to be coming out of Eitzim, that's simply an optical illusion. It's not coming out of the Eitzim that you see. It's coming out of Eitzim that once were. And once these Eitzim are already Nisraf, then there's no longer an Iser Hanah. Namely, the Machokis is whether the Shalhevet, which is coming out of the Eitzim, is this Shalhevet Eitzim? Is this Shalhevet Aser Bahanah? Or is this Shalhevet Mutar Bahanah? If the Shalhevet is the continuity of the Eitzim, that's Aser Bahanah, so the pot which is created from it is also Aser Bahanah. If the Shalhevet is Mutar Bahanah, because it's coming out of the post-Eitzim, not the current Eitzim, then it's Mutar. That's the way that Tosos Rash understand, and they say, and that's why Rashi understands. This, on that point, we do have Rashi, Zibur HaMaskel, Emor Deshamis Lei Le Rebbe, where we do find that the Machlokes, the Rebbe Sabraho Vavuka Kenegdo, Yesh Shvach Eitzim V'Iser Gomer Ba, where our Rabbanan say that the Shvach of the Hesek, that the Iser Shebak Farkola. Okay, so that's all one approach. The other approach, that which is taken by the Riva and more strongly by the Baal Hamor, to quote the language of the Riva, we have Shvach Eitzim She Nivla Bepas. V'lachein Ochel HaPas Hu Ochel HaEitzim. The Baal Hamor uses the language, Roa Ani Es HaPas Ki Ilu Hu Eitzim Da Asirei. Command the Ise Li Isura Be'enei. Namely, that we have over here a process of a transfer, an alchemy, that the Eitzim have turned into pot. That in the pot we currently have Eitzim. If the Eitzim were Aser Bahana, so now this pot is Aser Bahana. Ro ani es hapat ki ilu hu Eitzim de Asirei. That since the pot is the result of the flame, of the heat coming out of the Eitzim, so we say that the Eitzim are Nivlaim Bapat, that from a halakhic perspective, the pot takes the place of the Eitzim. The Eitzim were Aser Bahana, now this pot is like Halife Eitzim. It's turned into the Eitzim. What this means, again, I can use the terminology, what it means is a question of halachic physics. We're talking over here about a physical transfer. We're talking about that halachically, the status of the pot is the status of the Eitzim. The Eitzim were Aser Bahana, so the pot is Aser Bahana, that we're transferring the status from one to the other. It's a halacha. Don't think about it in terms of physics. It's a halacha. And Rabbanan say that there's no such halacha. That we can only speak about a transfer when we have something which is nikar. There's nothing that you see in the pot which is nikar. This was once eitzim. We don't see little pieces of wood in the pot. So there's no transfer. When we have a transfer, that's a world of tam ki ikar. That's a world of zeya. We have mamashus. We have rotef. You have something which is going. Here there's nothing. There's halachic status. The eitzim were aser bahana'a. And comes along Rebbe and says, now the pot is aser behana. That's a very, very,
anomaly. Is there another case like this in all of Shas that we have a situation where there's no tam, there's no, where it's also transference of halakhic status because some process was affected by some thing?
Look, in other words, the Pnei Yeshua on the Sugya assumes that everything here is on a Drabanan plane. We're not talking about Dinim Dorais. We have no Psukim. We have no marker for this in the Torah. They were dealing with Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, we're going to view X like Y. So that's, lower the eyebrows, that's all. But it's an unusual situation. We do have a din of Yotze Min HaTameh Tameh, but that's a totally different, that's a natural process when a chicken, which is trefa, gives birth to an egg, right? So if the chicken is Aser, so the egg is Aser. If a non-kosher animal is a female animal and we milk it, so the camel milk is aser. Why the camel is aser? The camel milk is aser. A bee is making dvash without exeres hakasav. We would say hayotze min hatame tame. But that over there is something physical. You're dealing over there with the milk is being produced within the behemah tmeya, who had in the egg, who had in the dvash. You're dealing with a physical continuity. Here we're not dealing necessarily with a physical continuity. We're dealing with the fact that we have a end result of one item being used, and the other item being brought into the world. And so we say that the halachic status of the means is turned into the end. I guess if you want to, you could say something like a davar hamaimid, something of that form. That when you have a davar hamaimid in English is a catalyst, right? A catalyst. That when you have a catalyst, in other words, and without this catalyst, the you would not be able to create a certain result. If rennet is the catalyst for cheese, so we're going to give the cheese the status of the rennet. Mashu kainze. But I'm saying it as a mashal hedyot, not as a reality. Okay, these are the two approaches that we have. But these two approaches, l'chora, have tremendous nafgaminas within our sugya, both in terms of that which the Rishonim ask, and that which Rishonim answer, and in terms of the sugi itself. So let's just start off within Tosus itself. Tosus at the end of Tosus Yermasko Chadosh quotes Hiksha Reb Aaron Lurie, that we have a question that one of the Bali HaTosfos asks the Ri, Ha de Omar Hamavashel B'Shabbos B'Shogeg Ye'ochel V'Afilu B'Shabbos. Actually, it could be over here also Yochal or Yeyachel. And we have a Shita of Rav Meir. We have a din of Maisa Shabbos. We have Machokis, Rav Yochanan Sandler, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Meir. What's the status if someone does a malacha on Shabbos? According to Rav Yochanan Sandler, this is Asur Da'oraisa. We have Psukim, in other words, that Maisa Shabbos is Kodesh, in other words, that it's Asur Ba'achila, L'chulei. However, Rav Yehuda, you don't pass on Rav Yochanan Sandler. Rav Yehuda, who it's Machokas HaPoskim, how do we paskin? But Rav Yehuda, the Machaber Pasuk Rav Yehuda, he holds that we are Gazrina Shogeg Atu Mezid. That even if you're Mevashel B'Shogeg, where it goes there that it's Osir on Shabbos, it's only going to be Mutter Motzei Shabbos. However, Rav Meir holds that when do we have an Iser? When did Rabbanan, when were they Kones if someone was Mevashel B'Mezid? If someone was Mevashel B'Shogeg, it's Mutter on Shabbos to be eaten. That's the Heter if you go to someone's house and they didn't know Hilchos Shabbos, and they made food that al pidin is usher, but they did it b'shogeg. Omer Muta, the rabbi told them it was okay to do X or Y. So you can eat the food, you know, it's b'shogeg yochal. Afterwards, you should, you know, try and help them to become more halachic. But basically, bismano, if it's b'shogeg yochal. So how can that such a shita exist? Forget about the person's intention. Neima yesh shvach muktza bepas. That the assumption is that in the time of the Gemara they used to use fuel for heat. The fuel was eitzim gecholim, whatever it was muktza, and we don't have over here a situation where they did a special hasmana for Shabbos that it shouldn't be muktza. We're dealing over here where the food where the fuel was muktza. So according to Rebbe, why don't we say yesh shvach muktza bepas, yesh shvach eitzim bepas, and we should have a problem. V'omeri, that our Gemara is different. Lo shayach ela b'isurei hanoa dafka. That in our Gemara we have the case is where we're dealing with klipei arla. Klipei arla are aser b'hanoa. We're dealing with the kash of kilei hakerem. That's aser b'hanoa. Muktza, however, Tosus is assuming, is not aser b'hanoa. Muktza is aser b'achila, muktza is aser b'tiltul, and muktza is aser b'shtamshus. Those are three things that muktza is aser. You're not allowed to eat muktza, you're not allowed to move muktza, and you're not allowed to use muktza. But muktza is not aser b'hanoa, per se. And as such, Tosa says that there is, just parenthetically, there is an iser of muktza of hanoas kiwi. In other words, there's a Gemara in the beginning of Veitza that if Eitzim fell into your tanur on Shabbos, there was a hurricane, and Eitzim fell into the tanur on Shabbos, they were still attached to the tree before Shabbos, and now they fell into the tanur, and they mix in with the other Eitzim. Is there a problem of Eim Avatan Yisrael Chatzchila? Could you light the fire? What's the question? There's no Yisr Hanoa. That's a din of Hanoas Kilui. Hanoas Kilui is like an expansion of eating. We discussed consuming, Hasne Enenu Ukal, and eating are, you know, so that's Hanoas Kiwi is not an Easter Hanoa. It doesn't mean Eitzim are Aser Bahanoa. It means Eitzim are Aser Ba'achila. We're going to take Achila in the broadest sense. Achila is going to include also the result of the consumption of the Eitzim, even by burning. Okay, but Eitzim are not Asur Behana. Tosus' question and answer we find also in Rashi. The same question and the same answer, a very, very parallel case. Tosus quotes Rashi. Tosus says, V'chein pirish bekundras. If one looks over there on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis in Avodah Zarah, there's a Mishnah quoted, also a Mishnah from Trumos. Just like Tosus quotes a Mishnah from Trumos in terms of Maisa Shabbos, Vashal B'Shabbos, that's Trumos Perek Beis. You continue in Trumos Perek Yud, we also have a Mishnah that deals with Tanur Shehisiku V'kamun Shel Truma. You have a fuel of Truma. The fuel of Truma, the Gemara brings it over there because the Gemara over there is talking about Recha. And so they use the fuel that when it burns gives us a very, very special smell. Kamun is a spice. So you have a fuel which is a spice of Truma and V'afa Ba'as HaPas. Just like our Gemara, we have a fuel of Orla or Kilei HaKerem, V'afa Ba'as HaPas. There you had a fuel of Truma. And the whole issue of the Gemara is whether Recha Milsa, Recha Rav Milsa. Tosas, the Rashi's bother, forget about Recha. Yeshvach Eitzim B'Truma. That we have over here a problem in terms of the Afia, according to Rebbe. So Rashi over there says, V'im Yishum Dehusak Lo Ichpaslan. The Truma Ein Yisura Yisur Hanoah. Exactly what Tosas says by us, Rashi says over there. The whole din of Rebbe is by Yisurei Hanoah, it's not by Yisurei Achila. Now you tell me, this distinction that Tosfos makes and Rashi makes between Yisurei Achila and Yisurei Hanoah, that the whole din of Yeshvach Eitzim Mepas is only by Yisurei Hanoah, it wouldn't apply to Mukta or to Truma, which are both Yisurei Achila. According to whom does this distinction make perfectly good sense, and according to whom would this distinction be very, very arbitrary? Right. Rashi and Tosfos are Lishitatam. If we say that the whole concept of Yeshvach Eitzim B'Pat is that if we have Eitzim that are Asur B'Hanoah and we're making Pat, this Pat is the Hanoah of the Eitzim, then we have a din of Yeshvach Eitzim B'Pat. But if we have Eitzim that aren't Asur B'Hanoah, Eitzim that only Asur B'Achila, what's the connection between the Pat and these Eitzim? There's no, in other words, the whole din of Yeshvach Eitzim B'Pat is only that the Pat is the Hanoah which is coming out of these Eitzim, and therefore, since the Eitzim are Asur B'Hanoah, the Pat is Asur B'Hanoah. So that's a din in Yisurei Hanoah. But if you were to learn like the Baal HaMo'ar and like the Riva, should there be any distinction between Yisur Hanoah and Yisur Achila? What was their perish? Their perish was Eitzim Heim HaPat, or if you want to HaPat, Heim HaEitzim. To quote their language, Roan is apat kiilu hu eitzim de asire. Command the isa liisura beene. The shevach of the eitzim is nivla vapat. Ta'ochal hapat hu ha'ochal ha'eitzim. Does it make sense to distinguish between isuri achil and isuri hanoah? No. Why? In other words, whatever was the halachic status of the eitzim, now that's nivla into the pat. If the Eitzim were Asur B'Hanoah, the Pat should be Asur B'Hanoah. If the Eitzim were Asur B'Achila, the Pat should be Asur B'Achila. Namely, there's no reason, logically, to distinguish between the two. What will the Baal HaMo'ar and the Riva do with those Mishnayos, according to Rebbe? What will they do according to... Some folks, Rebbe's Rebbe, you don't know. This is Rebbe's Shita. Why would Rebbe bring Mishnayos that are against his Shita? We have to say either that Rebbe, his new Rabbanan disagreed with him and he brought these Mishnayos to the Rabbanan, or come up with a different distinction. There are other distinctions. Maybe the din of Muktzah is the Rabbanan, and over here we're dealing with the Doraisa, and then we have to ask ourselves in terms of Kamun Shel Truma. Maybe Truma in terms of Kamun is only Rabbanan. We're only going to have Truma Doraisa in terms of Tirosh V'Yitzar. There are other distinctions, but the distinction between Yisurei Achil and Yisurei Hanoah only makes sense Aliba, the Shita, Rabbeinu Hananel, Tosfos, Rashi. In that axis, there the distinction makes sense. There's another distinction as well that could be made, and that was made by the Ran that I sent you to in Avodah Zarah. The Ran is on the Rif in Avodah Zarah. Rashefta was once asked how it can be such a bucky in halacha. How do you have time to learn everything? Shas is so huge. He says, you don't have to learn everything, but there's certain amudim you have to know. So if you want to be a posek, you have to know daf lamed beis in the amud aleph in the Ran on the Rif. We saw previously the din of psik reisha by Yisurei Hanoah. That's on there, and also over here the Ran deals with yesh vachetz in the pack, and he says I think Tosus and Rashi are totally correct that there's a tremendous difference between Yisurei Achila and Yisurei Hanoah. But you don't have to come on to that distinction. There's an easier distinction. If our only problem is the Mishnah and Trumos, by the case of Mavashel B'Shabbos, the case of Atzei Muktzah, I can answer that very simply. And the Ran over there gives what he considers to be a simple distinction. He says, let's read it again from the beginning. He says, in other words, he quotes he quotes Rashi that Yesh Vachetzim Pas is Ela Dafke Bisuri Hanoah, and therefore doesn't apply to the case of Truma. Um Mishum de Yesh Vachetzim Pas Lomar de Sheva Hanoas Eitzim Hu Betol Chapat Um Mishum Hachi Nene Min Ha Eitzim Mishum Hachi Dafke Beklipi Or Kayotzeben De Yisuri Hanoah. The Tosus wanted to bring a raya to their theory that it only applies to the world of Yisuri Hanoah. The Lo Amrina Yeshvach Eitzim V'Pas Ela Yisuri Hanoah. Mi Dekayim Anam Avashel B'Shabbos B'Shogeg Yochal or Yeyachel V'Amai Yochal. Even the one who does it, he can eat it. Hare Kol Eitzim B'Shabbos Muktzim Heim. Afilu Nitrushu Be'Etzmi Esmo V'Yeshvach Eitzim V'Pas. V'Yim Ken Kishoch Apas Shenefa Be'Eitzim Arim Ko'ochel Muktza. Ela vaday lo asrina mishum shvach eitzim bepas, ela dafka b'yisuri hanoah u muktza. B'yisuri hanoah, u muktza muter b'hanoah. So it comes along, that's the ray we have over here in Aratosis. V'ho lo muchach, l'fi shalosh shamanu shvach eitzim b'tavshio. Aval ahi de tanur shisiku b'kamun shel truma, raya muchrachat. He distinguished between pat and tavshio. If our end result is pat, then we can say yesh vach eitzim bepat. If, however, we're dealing with a tavshio, we're making chalant, then we would not say in the chalant that yesh vach eitzim in the chalant. What's that distinction that the Ran makes over here between afia, and between the world of afia and the world of bishul, between the end result of pat and the end result of a tavshio? According to, again, the Ran says that this knocks off Tosus's raya. Rashi's raya is an excellent raya. Rashi's raya is from Kamun Shel Truma, that with which you bake pat. There we have a din of yesh vachetz in a pat. There the distinction is this is Yisuri Achila, this is Yisuri Hanoah. But according to Tosfos, he wants to bring a raya from the world of Bishul. No, there's no din of yesh vachetz in the world of Bishul. Again, where according to whom would such a distinction make sense? I'm not saying you have to say it, but according to whom would such a distinction make sense?
But also according to Tosos.
100%, right. That this again is Tosos Lushitaso. If we say that the Hanoah is taking dough and turning it, in other words, from dough into bread, you are creating a Tsuras Hapas. That is the Hanoah that you're getting from the Eitzim. So you could say that's when you take dough and you turn it into pat. But if all you do is take that which is cold and make it warm, and it was there all along, there's no panim chadashas ba'olakan, then who's to say that that is considered to be a meaningful enough hanah? Every hanah has to be a meaningful hanah. Who's to say that's meaningful? The world of Pat is Panim Chadashos Ba'olakan. That you this is a whole new chefza that you have over here. That you know that you have this form of extreme hana'a. Masha Einkein in the world of Kedera, there's no hana'a nikeres. You can't put your finger on the hana'a. There's no real change that has taken place. Masha Einkein, if you take the approach of the Baal Hamor and the Riva, that whenever we have a process of heating, of cooking, etc., that we say that the status of the fuel is now invested in that which was cooked. So my nafgamina, the same way we said my nafgamina between isurei achilo and isurei hana, my nafgamina. If we're dealing with a tavshil, or we're dealing with pat, namely, we're not dealing over here mitzad the yesh me'ayim. We're dealing with the fact that we have something which is being processed with isurei hana, and we're going to give that which is being processed, we're going to give it the status of the fuel. If the status of the fuel is isurei achila, it'll be isurei achila. If the status of the fuel is isurei hana, it'll be isurei hana. If the end result is a tavshil, it'll be a tavshil. The end result is pas, it'll be a pat. Why distinguish? The same way we say yesh eitzim bepat, yesh eitzim betavshil. Namely, that again, that depending as to which approach we have, we would be able to deal with our issues in a different manner. According to the Riva, and according to Baal Hamor, we wouldn't be able to give the teretz of Tosfos, nor the teretz of the Ran, and we're going to put the Ran over here in the park of the Baalei HaTosfos. But rather, we'd have to come on to some other teretz. The Rav Shechter has an article in Ikvei Hatzon in which he deals with enzymes and the result of enzymes, and he quotes this Ran over here, who distinguishes between Bishul and between Tavshil, and he wants to understand that this is part of the principle of Hayotze Min HaTame Tame, that Ki'ilu the Pat is Yotze from the Eitzim HaAsurim, Masha'en Kein in Tavshil, there is no Yotze Min HaTame Tame, there is no Yotze Min HaIsur. I, for life of me, don't understand what he wrote. The next time he comes, I'll try and ask him. I don't understand over here why he links this in specifically with the Ran. Again, the principle of Hayotim and Hatame Tame exists, that we view an end result as connected to the source, but that's in a world of natural growth. I don't know what it has to do over here with this principle over here of the Ran. There, I do realize that he didn't say it on his own. He quoted a Darkei Tshuva, who quoted a Yad Yehuda, who made over here a connection between Yesh Vach Eitzim Bepat, according to the Ran, and the Din of Yotzim and Atame Tame, but I don't understand what the connection possibly could be, other than what Yehuda Singer pointed out earlier, that we do find situations where we have results having the status of the source. But, you know, the Chor, it's a totally different world. Okay. Those are two distinctions that simply fit in within the world of Yesh Vachetzim Bepat as it's expanded. And the question is, how far do you expand it? Do you expand it also to the world of Mukta? So Tosa says, no. Do you expand it to the world of Truma? Rashi says, no. And the distinctions are either between Isurei Achil and Isurei Hanoa, or between Pat and between Tavshil. However, there's also a very, very powerful nafgamina, l'chora, within our sugya itself. Let's just go back to the sugya. Tanur Rabbanan. Tanur shisiko beklipe arlo bekashin shel kli yakerem, chadosh yutatz, yoshan, yutzan, afa ba es hapas, rebi omer hapas, asur chamam omer hapas muteret. Namely, we have over here two dinim of Rebbe. We have one din that when the shevach of the eitzim go into the tanur, that the tanur is basically turned from a kli adama into a kli cheres via the kli pei orlo or the kashim shel kerem, it has to be yutatz. This tanur can no longer be used. This tanur is asur bahana'a. And similarly, if you bake in a tanur, even a tanur yoshan, if you bake in a tanur with the fuel of isur, a pat, the Rebbe says, yeshvach eitzim bepat, that the pat is usher. So we have a din of yeshvach eitzim betanur, we have a din of yeshvach eitzim bepat. And Chachamim, Lechora, disagree on both planes. Chachamim Omer, Mapas Muteret, Lechora, they would also hold that Tanur Muteret. So Gemara brings Vahatanya. We have a Braisa. Bein Chadosh, Bein Yoshan, Yutzan. That we say that in the world of Tanurim, even if you created the Tanur Chadosh with Isuri Hana'a, we don't say Yutatz. We say just cool it off, the same way that we say by a Tanur Yoshan. Just cool it off. Just that, you know, we don't want to get involved with the baking in terms of the heat of Isuri Hanor, but the Tanur is fine. What do we do with this Braisa? Lokasha, HaRebi, HaRabbanan. That's, you know, that's the easiest way out. Rebbe, he was the one who had the first Braisa as Aliba de Rebbe, HaTanur Yutatz, and this Braisa as Aliba de Rabbanan, who hold Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepat. Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepat, that means that according to the Tosus and the Ran, we don't view the Tanur as being created by the Yisuri Hanor. It was created by the heat, which is a heat of Heter. It's after there were no longer Isuri Hanor. And according to the Baal Hamor and the Riva, the fact is that Rebbe had this alchemy that a pat turns into Eitzim. They say Ma Pitom, a pat doesn't turn into Eitzim, and a Tana doesn't turn into Eitzim. We don't have such halacha of Yeshvach Eitzim. Yes.
Cooling down that Tanur.
Yes.
What does that do?
Then you start all over again before you bake the bread. Namely, the Tanur is, according to Rabban, is perfectly fine. Even
that's
if
I'm saying, according to the Chachamim, yes. if there is no special transference going on, right?
Right.
Well, let's say you didn't cool it down. You stuck the bread in, you stuck the Isen, and then you had bread in. So what kind of, according to the Chachamim?
According to the Chachamim, there, in other words, why do we need? You're asking according to Chachamim, why do we need Yutzan?
Right.
Why do we need Yutzan according to the Chachamim?
The Eitzim had an effect on the Tanur. We said there's no effect on the Tanur, but the Eitzim still, the heat would be in the Eitzim.
But according to, if we're saying that this goes according to Rabbanan hold the same way that Eitzim don't have an effect on the Tanur, they don't have an effect on the Pat. Yes?
Lechora.
In other words, that even according to Rabbanan, I mean, it's a chiddush, that even according to Rabbanan, who say that ein shvach eitzim bepat, that's on a bedieved plane. But lechatchila, even Rabbanan would.
There's
only bishla, dafka bedieved. Again. Okay. So over here again on a Drabbanan plane, you're correct. You know, it's Meikar Hadin, according to Rabbanan, were you to put the bread in, it would be mutter. But we don't, even according to Rabbanan, all of this is bidiyevid. You know, it's only bidiyevid do we allow for the pat to be mutter for as you pointed out, even according to Rebbe, we have Gecholim, it only be bidiyevid. Thank you. Okay, so we have a diuk in Tosfos, and the Ran says it black and white. Fine. Then the Gemara, however, comes up to another statement. Thank you. The Gemara then says, Amor de Shamis Leila Rebbe, what is the whole issue over here of Bein Chadosh Yutzan that we have to set it up like Rabbanan? Amor de Shamis Leila Rebbe, Mishum de Yeshvach Eitzim Bepat, Vizevize Gorem, Mi Shamis Le. Namely, that we have to take into account that there are two factors that create the bread. There are always two factors that create the bread. A, we have the tanur, and B, we have the fuel. The fuel creates the heat, the tanur retains the heat. Between the two of them, that's how you make bread. And therefore, even if we have a tanur chadash that was created by Isur, let's say we're going to say that this tanur, according to Rebbe, is Osir, yesh shvach eitzim betanur, but you need another factor. You need, and so the next time we're going to cook with this tanur, we're going to use atzei heter. And so we have a din of zevezeh goreim being mutter. So, in other words, why why set up this braisa of Tanya ben Chodesh ben Yashan Yutzan only according to Rabbanan? This braisa lechora is even according to Rebbe. Emor the Shamis Leila Rebbe Mishum Diyesh Shvach Eitzim Bepat Zeveze Goreim Mi Shamis Le, that we're always going to have to take into account two factors, and Rebbe only said Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepat when you have one factor. When you have one factor, that is going to be a gram, which is going to bring about a hanah. But who says that according to Rebbe that when you have two factors, one of Heter and one of Iser, that we're going to have an issue? So at this point, the Gemara then moves over and says that which we pointed out originally, to say Chodosh Yutatz, it's only going to be according to Rav Eliezer. It's only going to be according to Rav Eliezer, holds that Zeveze Goreim is Asa. But Rebbe himself holds Zeveze Goreim is Mutar. Maybe Rebbe himself can agree with Rabbanan, Beit Chodosh, Ben Yashan, Yutzan. Okay? That this second braisa goes both according to Rebbe and according to Rabbanan and according to Rebbe, because the fact that the Tanur became Asur by absorbing the Iser of the Atzei Orla, however we're going to learn Yeshvach Eitzim Bepat, is only going to be one factor, and afterwards we're going to have to use a fuel, and so the moment we're going to have to use a fuel of Heter, it's always going to be a Zeveze Goreim, and it's going to be Mutzah. So as long as Yutzan, as long as we get rid of the problem of the lechatchila, then we can currently cook afterwards. Okay. So Tosis over here, Ben Chodesh Ben Yutzan, was bothered by a very very by a diuk in this braisa. Bein Chodosh Bein Yashan Yutzan. We're saying that this goes according to Rebbe as well, because Rebbe holds that Zeveze Goreim is Mutar. But the problem is that according to Rabbanan, When we made the Tanur Chadash with the Isurei Hana'ah, this Tanur Chadash is Mutar Legamrei. We paskin Ein Shvach Eitzim B'Tanur. This Tanur is Mutar Legamrei. We just have a Lechatchila problem, Yutzan, and then we can go ahead with life as normal. But according to Rebbe, this Tanur is Aser. This Tanur is Aser B'Hana'ah. It was created with Isurei Hana'ah. It's Aser B'Hana'ah. This Tanur is Aser B'Hana'ah. But what are we going to say? But next time we're going to use it with eitzim that are with fuel of heter, so the pot which is going to be created is going to be a zeveze goreim. We're going to be creating pot with a tanur of iser and with fuel of heter. So Tosus asks, af agav de zeveze goreim dafka b'diyeved mutar k'demuchach b'sof perek kol hatzlamim. The Amar Rav Yossi ain't notin egos shel orla. Namely, that in a chinami, once you cook something, then we say that zeveze goreim is mutter. The same way that once you plant the egos of orla, then that which is going to grow from it is going to come from the egos of orla, from the earth, from the wind, from the rain, etc. The end result is going to be mutter, but it's usher to do lechatchila. So how can we say that this Mishnah, Bein Chodesh, Bein Yashan Yutzan, is even according to Rebbe, even if Zeveze Goreim is Mutar, it should be Aser L'chatzchila to use a Tanur of Iser, because we're going to be taking advantage of the principle of Zeveze Goreim. We have an Iser of the Tanur and a Heter of the Pat. So Tosus over here gives an answer that the Hacha Have a kiddi eved. The im nomar chodosh yutatz yafsid hatanur. That we have a principle that anything which is asur lechatchila and mutar bidi eved means basically it's mutar. Basically it's mutar. We're just machmir. However, if our chumer is going to bring us to a level of hefsed gadol, then We view that lechatchila as the bidiyevid. We go according to the ikar hadin. By saying that you can't use this tanur lechatchila to bake, basically what we're saying is this tanur lechatchila is meaningless. The only thing you do with it is throw it into a scrap heap. You can't use it at all. That's a tremendous hefsed gadol. I mean, when we have a situation, let's say, for example, where else do we have a lechatchila b'diyevet? Let's say that you have a pot, and you accidentally cook basar v'chalav in this pot. Okay? So then, and now you waited 24 hours. This kli is now an eno ben yomo. The principle is a lechatchila you shouldn't use it, but if b'diyevet you used it, that's okay. So there, that's not a problem to say lechatchila it's aser. Lechatchila it's aser will push you to be magil the pot. Namely, you still have an option of how to use the pot, just you need a hagala. So we say, lechatchila, don't use it because you have an option. But over here, by the tanur, there's no way of being magula tanur. Just utats. You know, the only thing you can do with the tanur is destroy it if you can't use it. So therefore, even though generally, zev zegorim is only b'dievid, in the case of the tanur, it's going to turn into a lechatchila. Then the next Tosa says, well, if it's really muter lechatchila, so why yutzan? In other words, the whole reason of Yutzan was that we said that let's be machmir, let's wait. But now we're thinking that waiting doesn't apply to the tanur. So since it's no, to wait until it cools down, that's not a problem. In other words, there we can have a chatchila where there's no hefsed. Lo mafsid midi by waiting. That's like that. You know, there we have the chatchila, like the pat saying du hagola. Namely, that we have to balance the two. So on the level of Yutzan, there's no hefsed. So we say lechatchila not to be somach on zeve zegorim. On the level of once already you have yutzan, on the level then of baking, then not to bake would be a hefsed meruba, so then we allow for the baking. But basically what we did was that we said that according to Rebbe, alright, we have a situation of pot. If this pot is going to be made with two factors, with a tanur, which it has in it Isurei Hanoah. Again, however you're gonna learn. In other words, we had a tanur chadosh that was husak the Isurei Hanoah. We pass in Yesh Shvach Eitz in the pot if we have a tanur of Isur Hanoah, because Yesh Shvach Eitz in the tanur, the Hesek Rishon. This is the Shita of Rebbe. And now we're going to take Atzei Heter. So we're going to take our Tanur Chodosh and the Atzei Heter and put them into the pot. So we say that this pot is Mutar because of Zevizeh Gor. Right? This is the principle of Rebbe. This is the principle of Rebbe. And therefore, if we have this Tanur Visuri Hana'a, simply cool it down and then put in Atzei Heter and then you can use it. We cool it down because Zevizeh Gorim is only a b'dievid, not a lechatchila. However, we can use it because not using it, that would be a hefsed gadol. Yes?
Yeah, I understood Tosos a little bit differently.
Yes?
The reason why he said you have to be make it cooler, if you've seen it, is because he said below mafsid midi ella isra hanal lechuda. That you are losing something, you're losing the eitzim, but since the eitzim are only usr, the only thing that you're losing is an isra hanal.
Fine.
The oven, you could say the same thing. The only thing you're losing isn't Isra Hanah. The oven is Isra Hanah. Tosos seems to, it's not Hesed Gadol versus Hesed Kadam. It's a Hesed of an Isra Hanah versus Hesed of an Isra Hanah plus. He doesn't think the oven is completely Isra Hanah. Otherwise, why would that be different than the Eitzim? He doesn't say less Hesed or more Hesed. He says Hesed of an Isra Hanah.
But the Hesed of the Isra Hanah of the Eitzim is something that is not a Hesed Gadol.
He doesn't say Hesed Gadol. All he says is lo hefsed midi ella isra hanah lechuda.
No.
Apparently, mashen came by the oven. So why isn't the oven? What's different by the oven?
Because by the oven, were you not to use? You know, as we're saying, don't use the heat of the eitzim. Not using the heat of the eitzim. So that's $5 worth of fuel. Not using the oven. That's $200. That you're not allowed. You have an oven that you can't use lechatchila. That's how I understand. In other words, I agree with you 100%. In other words, what you're pointing out is that there is a hefsed, but it's not a hefsed, it's a hefsed that Chazal will say, lechatchila, you shouldn't use the heat of the atzei, of these atzei iser that you use to heat the tanur the first time. But the oven itself, not to use that would be a hefsed gadol. I mean, these tosas are simply two sides of the same coin. They're pointing out that when we're learning this brisa according to the chachamim, we don't have to bring in zeves zegorim at all. That's an irrelevant factor. We don't have Iser to begin with. Masha'enken, when we're dealing with the brisa according to Rebbe, we have a tanur of Iser. But what? In other words, we have a heter of zeves zegorim. That heter is a bidyevet heter. So on the level of the tanur, we're going to ignore the bidyevet heter. On the level of the chimum, there we're going to say lechatchila, get rid of the chimum first before using the tanur.
Can you argue that Tosos means like the Rosh? The Rosh who says that the oven isn't Mitzrasma. The reason why you can be masked the Eitzim is because the Eitzim are completely usher. The reason why you don't have to be masked the oven is not because they have to be adult, but it's not Mitzrasma.
According to Rebbe?
No. According to, Tosos explaining Rebbe. It's not completely usher. Really, if you dive into the oven and the oven was a complete Isser Bahana, it would make you be masked.
I don't know. In other words, but excuse me.
He says Loshem of Yasser at Tanur. That's what he's talking about.
That the Tanur is Aser.
No, the Yasser, like Rebbe's saying it.
Right, but in other words, the rush, we'll come to the rush, but I don't see the rush being over here. This, I think, is Pshat in the Tosfos. Our problem is as follows: that Lechora, Rebbe said that we have a case of Pat, which is Aser. That's what Rebbe holds. That when you cook, when you heat up a pot with atzei orla, the pot is also yesh shvach etzim bepat. What is the scenario? What is the scenario in which the pot is also? Let's say, if the pot is also because you're using atzei orla. Okay, using atzei orla kilei yakerem. But we also have a tanur. And this tanur is a tanur yoshav. Namely, isn't this also a problem of zeva zegorim? Isn't this also a problem of zeva zegorim? In other words, according to Rebbe, you always have two factors that are involved when you make pot. You have the fuel and you have the tanur. So we say if the tanur is aser and the fuel is mutter, zeva zegorim, we're going to be matir. If the fuel is aser and the tanur is mutter, so, l'chol we say the same zev is egorim. The pas should be also mutter. But Rebbe says a pas osur. And the whole sugi is going to assume that according to Rebbe, the pas is osur. And the sugi later on is going to talk about what if you make things in a tanur, all sorts of klei adama, you turn into kicheres within a tanur, and you were dealing with fuel, which is osur. It's all going to be osur. How do we have a case, according to Rebbe, of pas being osur? Under what circumstances is pas ever going to be osur? Okay, so this is something that is an issue according to Tosas. Tosas doesn't deal with it. Rashi doesn't deal with it. They understood that there must be some ukimta. What would be the ukimta? Either
they discount the tanur.
Either somehow, maybe the only case where the pat is usur is when you're using a sim without a tanur. That you simply.
Yeah, I have the tanur, but he discounts it. He's saying it doesn't.
You can't just discount the tanur if we have a din of zeves egorim being mutter. Stop. Mm-hmm. In other words, as a nukimta, let's either take away the tanur, or create over here where we're dealing with a tanur chadash, namely that you're trying to do two things with one stone. You have a tanur which is a kli adama; it was never used. Now you're putting atzei iser in, and you're putting dough in. And now you're doing two things. A, you're turning the tanur into Iser, and you're making the pot, and then everything is going to be Iser. Then you have a zev zegorim of an Iser and an Iser. So either make this a tanur chadash, or on the other hand, take away the tanur. This is what the Achronim talk about in our sugya. There's a Maharsha, there's a Sfasemes, all the Achronim try to give ukimtot of according to Rebbe how you have a pas Iser. However, what Yehuda's approach is, says, Rishonei Sfarad were bothered by this. Rishonei Sfarad were bothered by this. How, according to Rebbe, do we have a pas aser if we're dealing with a tanur mutar, tanur which is mutar, and we're dealing with eitzim that are aser? How do we have a situation that this is aser and this is mutar? Aren't these two sides of the same coin? This is Zebizegorim, this is Zebizegorim. Why should we be machmir in this Zebizegorim to say this is Osir, even Bidiyevet? That's what Rebbe says, a pas asura. Even Bidiyevet, this is Osir, and over here, that this pas is Mutir because of Zebizegorim. How do we deal with these two? So here we find two approaches in the Rishonim. One we find in the Ran, and one we find in the Baal Hamor. And these two approaches, I think we can link into something that we already learned. The Ran is where I sent you to in Avodah Zarah in the Mar Makomos. I forgot to copy them over in the last one, but I gave you in the previous set of Mar Makomos. The Ran in Avodah Zarah on Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis in the on the pages of the Rif, where the Ran over there quotes this Chadosh Yutas Yashan etc. And he says, that if we have Ela Bein Chadosh Bein Yashan Yutzan, because we have a Zevize Gorem, the Tanur of Isura Va'atse Dehatera, Lefikach Shari. Because we paskin, Zevize Gorem is Mutar. V'chein Kosev Rav Alfasi. Umihu, he continues. Umihu, Ofa Bo Esapas B'Tanur Shelot Sinino, O Afilu Haya Tanur Yashan Va'atse Isur, Asura Bahanah. This is Rebbe's halacha that the pas is aser. Afal gav de zevize gorem hu, tanur de hetera ve atze de isura. So he says, ha amrinam de perek kol shoy, quotes our Gemara, yesh shevach eitzim de pat, hilkach chamur mi zevize gorem, lafishe ha isur nikar de heter. He says that this, the Ran over here says that this is, this case over here is Chomor Mizevize Gore. That we have a Zevize Gore. Zevize Gore could be a situation where you have two equals, or it could be a situation where you have one of the two partners as a, if you want to call it a senior partner. A dominant partner, and the bottom line over here is that Chamer Lefisha Ha'isur Nikar Beheter. This is the language of the Ran. The Baal Hamor we have by us. This is the same Baal Hamor we've been reading over and over. But we just have to start a line earlier in the Baal Hamor. The whole Baal Hamor came about in order to solve the problem that we're up against now. We look back in the Baal Hamor on the Vav of the days. Back to Psachim. And the Baal Hamor points out, the Kevan de Maskana Hilchasa Karebi. We pass like Rebbe. Damar Yeshvach Eitzim Bepat. Therefore, if you were to make in a kiln, ka'aros, kosos, tzlochios, kederos, and you were to heat this kiln with atzei isur, kulon asuras. Va'afal pishin is bashlu b'tanur yashan. Why should they be kulon asuras? We have a zevizeh gorem, kevon shiyesh shvach etzim bepat, k'man de'isa l'isura be'ein adame, v'lo amrinan b'ha zevizeh gorem mutar. Shehadni roa ani asapat kiluhu eitzim da asire. Avol tanor sheisiko beklipe orla ben chodesh ben yoshan yutza. If we're dealing where the tanor is asur, then we say zevizegorim. When the tanor is asur, the eitzim amutar, this is zevizegorim. Tanor yutzan, and the pat is mutar. But if we're dealing with the opposite situation, where the tanor is mutar, and the fuel is asur, the Baal Hamor says, this is not Zevizegorim. We can't use the principle over here of Zevizegorim at all. It's not like the Ran that we have over here a Chumra in Zevizegorim because we have a more dominant partner. He says this is not Zevizegorim. Here we have that the Pat is the Atzei Yisur. What is going on over here? What is this Machlokes between the Ran and the Baal Hamor? They're both coming to explain How do we deal with Rebbe? Again, we have a problem. How do we deal with Rebbe? How can the pot possibly be Asar? So we suggested, let's do away with one of these two factors. Either turn the Tanur into also being Asar, that we have a Zev as a Gorim of Isur, that's one approach, or take the Tanur out of the picture. We only have one Gorim, namely the fuel, and that's why the pot is Asar. But that's not Masha from the Sugya. It's Masha from the Sugya. You can't make bread without a Tanur. And it's Masha from the Sugya that Rebbe is saying, even if you have a Tanur Yoshan, that we have Yesh Vachet to the pot, but the fuel being Asar creates a pot Asura. So we have the Ran saying, Enachinami. These two cases are very, very similar. They're both dinim of zeves zegore, but over here we have a dominant factor, and that's why we're not going to use the heter of zeves zegore. The Baal Hamor says, no, these two are different worlds. This is a world of zeves zegore, and this is a world of apat atzei iser. What exactly can you put your finger on what these two deos are over here? Does this link in with anything that we said previously? This is all the shitasa. Again, that we pointed out that the machlokes, how to understand the din of yesh shvach etzim bepat. What does this mean, yesh shvach etzim bepat? So we had one day of Rashi, the Rach, and we saw the Ran, one part of one day. And the other day was the Baal Hamor and the Riva. This is simply a result of this machlokes. Namely, we're simply taking what we said over here and applying it over there. What we said over here is that when you're making, what is the issue of Yesh Shvach Etzim B'Pat? That we have over here a fuel of Isuri Hana'ah. This is taking dough and making it into bread. That's vaday hanoa. That's a hanoa nikeres. When we have such a hanoa nikeres, then we have then we're dealing over here with the result of an iser. When we get a hanoa nikeres from an iser hanoa, that's aser b'hanoa. So we're pointing out this is l'fisha iser niker v'heter. We see over here we have pat. It wouldn't apply to tapshil. It wouldn't apply to isur yachila. But when we have a world of isur hanoa and the iser is niker v'heter. Namely, that the fuel is clearly taking this dough and turning it into bread, that's Asar Bahana. You can't say Zev is a Goreng. Zev is a Goreng, you can say when we have two equal factors, but you can't compare a Tanur, which is reflecting heat, which is maintaining heat, to the source of the heat. The source of the heat, that's what's making the bread. Maybe the bread would come out a little flatter if it wouldn't be in a Tanur. Maybe the bread would come out a little lumpier if it wouldn't be in a Tanur. But basically, the bread is coming from the heat. The heat is that which is making the bread, not the tanur. So when the tanur is osur and you have the heat coming from heter, there we say that's zev zegorim which is mutter. So when we have the iser hanoa basically coming out of the when we have the source of the bread is basically the fuel ha iser nikur beheter, then we say that this is not a zev that this is it's still a zev zegorim. We have over here the two factors. But we have a dominant factor and we have a minor factor. Masha Enkin, the Baal Hamora, says, nothing doing. Our din over here is not a din of goreng. We don't have over here a din of goreng. The goreng means that we have two factors that are getting involved. So we can call over here the tanur is a goreng. Masha Enkin, in terms of the fuel, Yeshvach Eitzim Bepat means that we have the fuel. The status of the fuel is the status of the pot. Minaf gamina that there happens to be another gorem as well. Then we can only speak of zev as a gorem on the level of a gorem, and that which is in terms of that which is bringing about a certain process. But if our halacha of yeshvach etzim bepat is not a din of bringing about the process of afiyah. But rather that the davar hane'efe is the fuel, so my nafgamina, you know, it's whether there are other factors involved, not other factors involved, etc. And therefore, this is a world of zeve zegorin, this is not a world of zeve zegorin, this is the world of apat equal atzeiza. Namely, that this machlokes follows through in terms of the distinction between isuri achil and isuri hanah, it follows through in terms of the distinction between tashil and pat. And it follows through in terms of how do we deal with the Zeb Zegorin being mutter according to Rebbe. according to the Rashi, etc., we have to deal with it. We have a Zeb Zagorin, but we have a Zeb Zagorin with a dominant factor. Masha Enken, what the Rabbi Nochananel is saying is that I'm above it all. In other words, I'm beyond the Zeb Zagorin. You can speak about Zeb Zagorin on the level of the Tanur, but we can't speak about the Zeb Zagorin when we're dealing with the fuel itself as being usur. Yes?
But
Linda
Ron even say within the Sheet of Balmor, the Shah Pisa Pas, don't you say that there still is.
We'll come to that in a few minutes, and we'll see whether it gets back in. Yes?
Correct. So the Balmor, in the first case, why wouldn't it just go after only the Ethan? The Ethan Tanur is inconsequential. Why isn't it inconsequential in the first case?
The Ethan Tanur was inconsequential. Your question is a very good question. Just if you hold on to it for a little bit, we'll get to Zeb Zagorin. In other words, I think your question is a very, very proper question. But just hold it 1 minute. 1 minute. I would just like to read you the language of Rabbeinu David, and I'd like you to tell me which side of the equation does he fall on, if we can put him into one of the two sides of the equation. Rabbeinu David in the edition of Moshe Rav Kook, or Orah Mizrach, I'm sorry, on page Kuf Mem Aleph. He also, in other words, we find that Chachmei Ashkenaz didn't discuss for some reason this question of what do we do with the pot according to Rebbe, but just like the Ran discusses it and the Baal HaMor discusses it, he also discusses. He also quotes a Ravid that we don't have. He says as follows: Lemaida Asikna. Yesh shvachetzim bepat. We paskin like Rebbe. The yesh shvachetzim bepat. Chazarnu lomar she'ein ha'etzim gormim bepat. Elo roim osam ki ilu heimamosh shel isur shenisarev bepat. Then he continues. Mipnei ha'maaseh ha'gadol shenikar bepat bishvil ha'etzim. In other words, he starts off clearly like the Baal HaMor. Lomai da asikna de yesh vachetzim bepat chazarnu lomar de ein haetzim gormim bepat. It's not a din of zev zegorim when the etzim are osir. Roim osam kiilu heim mama shel isur shenisarev bepat. That's exactly the language of the Baal HaMor, the language of the Riva. But then he continues mipnei hamaisa hagadol shanikar bepas v'shvil haetzim. That's the language of the Ran, of the Tosas Rash Mishans, of Rabbeinu Hananel, the Maisa Godol Shanikar Bepas V'Shil HaEitzim, namely the Afia. And somehow the Rabbeinu David takes what we said as two Shitot, and he combines them into one. In other words, that he says, Rowan Osam Ki'ilu Heim Mama Shel Yisr Shinsar Bepat, Mipnei HaMasa HaGodol Shanikar Bepat V'Shil HaEitzim. And Behainu Svarah the Rebbe, and even though Rabbanan are Cholek, we pass him like Rebbe, v'zeh svaras harav Avraham ben HaDavid, and therefore, even if we hold Zev Zegorim as being mutter, that's only when the Tanner is usser. However, if the fuel is usser, there we can't use the Zev Zegorim. So over here, in other words, I thought of just throwing up my hands and saying kind of everything we said was wrong, because Rebbe HaDavid uses both languages, and he's not a split personality. He's one individual, so kind of... I'm barking the wrong tree, but everything else appears to go in that direction. And it turns out that everything is lishitasam. Tosis is lishitasam, and the Ran is lishitasam. And everything fits in very, very nicely. So because of Rabbeinu David, I didn't want to just scrap everything, but I have to be honest with you that, you know, this doesn't fit into our framework.
It's like ki'ilu, we should treat it as if there's mamashes in the past.
Okay, maybe, but you know, he's saying over here that ein ha'itzim gormim bepas. Namely, according to the Ran, we say we have over here a zev zegorim, but it's a zev zegorim without equal partners. Mashen, according to the Baal HaMor, there's no zev zegorim. So he starts off on the level of the Baal HaMor. There's no zev zegorim. There's no gorim. It's not a gorim bepas. We see the eitzim as the pat. Mashen came in the world of. Then he continues. They have ma'isa hagodol shenikar bepas b'shvil ha'etzim. The b'shvil ha'etzim. That's going back to the grama. That's going back to dealing over here with a process that has a result which would be aser b'hanah.
Maybe this is the word nikar. And although physically it's not nikar, right? It's not nikar. So the same way it's not nikar, it's not gorim. In other words, the whole thing is figurative.
I understand, but the Maisa Godol is the Afia. In other words, what we basically said is that the Machlokes is our issue over here the Afia, the fact that this pot was Ne'efer, that we have over here upon him Chadoshos, that's the uniqueness, that's the Hanoh that we're receiving. Or, no, it's not the Afia, but somehow, that when you have a process of something being transformed, whether it's a tachio or whether it's a pas, something being transformed by heat, that the status of that which is being transformed turns into the status of the fuel. That's the shita of the Baal HaMor and the Rifa. And that's not a din that goes beyond Grumma. That goes far beyond Grumma. That's a din of the Mamashas. We have over here Mamashas of Isa. It's not a Dover HaGori. When we have the Tanur is a Gori, but the fuel is not a Gori. Okay, what Gil pointed out is that what we have to move next to is the world of Zevizegorim. So I would just like to toss out to you some terms to think about. In other words, that now we're going to have a sugya, which is basically on Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph and Kaf Zayin Amud Beis dealing with Zevizegorim. Zevizegorim. The classic case of Zev Zegorem is the Shita over here, Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer, the Gemara brings Rav Eliezer in terms of the world of Sora Shel Chulin, the Shel Truma, but there is a case which goes beyond that, and that, if I'm mistaken, when we're dealing where you have two where you have two animals, you have a zachar and a nekeva, that the zachar would be a trefa, and the nekeva would be a kshera, and they mate, and they have a vlad. What is the status of the milk of that vlad, or this, in other words, the, namely that we have that this vlad was created via a father and a mother. The father is aser, the mother is mutar. So we have over here a zeh v'zeh goreim, and Rav Elazar says that we're going to give the vlad the status of the zeh v'zeh goreim osur. That since we have within the equation an isur, we're going to apply those isurim to the vlad as well, as opposed to Rabbanan, who say zeh v'zeh goreim is mutar. Okay, so just putting that in the background, but the Gemara is going to give other hechatimsus of Zev Zegorim. Again, the Hechatims of our Gemara is when you have the two factors that get involved in making cooking, when you have the fuel and you have the tanur, one is Aser and one is Mutar. So we have a Zev Zegorim being Mutar, you know, being Matar the Pas according to Rebbe. What I sent you to in Avodah Zarah over there on Daf Kaf Aleph in the days was a Ran who speaks in very, very figurative terminology, and he's dealing over there with an issue of Kilayim, actually an issue of Orla, I'm sorry, where you have a Zekena, which is not Orla, and then you're grafting on that which is Orla, and he points out, V'chein zo dehikshu diyalda shesavcha b'zekena desharya lo midin zevezegorim hu elamitoras bitul. That the Gemara seems to use two languages as to why it's mutter, one of zevezegorim, one of bitul. He says, that's not a problem. Why? Ein akasha, the do v'do achasi. Shezevezegorim mutter, ma ta'am. Lafishin is batel, this is in terms of Gil's question, Lafishin is batel ha iser beheter, dechihechi di isa li isura beene, batel chad betray, kohecha de hailachut koi, behailachut koi, inameshin is arev, kohecha de leka taima, that we have a din of acharav mlahatos, and we have a taroves, if we have a taroves of yavesh be yavesh, so we have a din of two against one, if we have a taroves of lach be lach, where there's no tam, it's min b'mino, also we paskin that we go after Rov on a Daraisa plane. So we see that there is a concept of bitul that we go after the Rov when we have a physical Tairoves. Hachanami, heter haba mikoach grima sa isur, kol heichot she isur veheter goram lo, harayu ki'ilu nisbatel isur ze. That the same principle of bitul applies also parallel to what we find bitul in the world of Tairoves. We have bitul also in the world of Zevizegorim. What
that's
the Ran?
That's pshat in Zevizegorim.
That's the way the Ran understands.
When
you use pshat,
that we're
making a certain comparison from the world of kashrus. The question is, what exactly does this comparison mean? So what we have to really start off with was, let's say we have not a Zevizegorim, we have one gorim. We have A being Goreim B. Let's take the case where we spoke about, let's say that we have no tanur, we only have heat. And we have atzei iser, and we're baking the bread with the atzei iser. So we say that which is the nigram, namely the pat, is going to be aser. If the goreim is aser, so the nigram is going to be aser. L'cha'ora, to use the framework that we used earlier, to use the framework that we used earlier in terms of yesh fach etzim bepat, we want to understand Rebbe Shita when there would be one factor. There wouldn't be two factors, there would be one factor. So we'd say yesh fach etzim bepat. So we had two ways of understanding. One way is that we have a goreim which is osur b'hana'ah, and now we have a nigram, we have a result from which we are receiving hana'a, and therefore that nigram is currently, which we are the cause, the goreim. The cause is bringing about a result. If the cause is osur b'hana'a, and we can view the result as a meaningful hana'a, so then that's the concept. Then we view that result as being osur b'hana'a. And if the cause is osur b'hana'a, and that cause brings about a meaningful result from which we are nehene, so that result is osur b'hana'a. We saw, according to the Baal Hamor and the Riva, that when you have a cause and a result, and the cause had a certain halachic status, we're going to transfer that halachic status to the result. If the cause was asur b'hanah, the result is going to be asur b'hanah. Those are the two ways that we understood when you have one goreim. What happens when another goreim is thrown into the picture? When another goreim is thrown into the picture. So, from a Baal Batish point of view, simply to, in other words, so if we take the first approach, it means that the hana'a, which is in the result, is not all coming from the goreim of Iser.
Sharing of responsibility.
That, right, in other words, that in order to call something asur b'hana'a, in other words, we have to have a certain degree of hana'a, but the degree of hana'a that we're receiving is not from one object, but it's not from one cause, but from two causes. And so from the cause of Iser, simply we don't have enough of a hana'a that would bring about an Iser hana'a. When we talk about the other approach, we said that we're going to give the result the status of the cause. We're going to give the result of the status of the cause. That we would say that only when that cause is a my English is biladi, only when that cause is exclusive. Only when that cause is exclusive do we give the result the status of the cause, as opposed to when the cause is not exclusive. The Ran used the concept of bitul as a marshal for what we have over here. What happens in the world of bitul? In other words, I have three pieces of meat on the table. Two of them are kosher, and one of them is treif. They all look the same to me. So al pi halacha, if they all look the same, and I have a suffix, what is their status? So achar ebun lahatos, I can eat all three. What happened to the iser? What is the din over here of bitul? What happened to the iser? At the moment that I have a certain degree of heter, what happens to the iser? It's batel. What does batel mean? It loses its identity. Namely, that we have, every object has a halachic identity, that in when it stands in a vacuum, it has a halachic identity. When it's put into a tarovus, and it is the minority, it's going to lose its halachic identity. So the Ran says, just as we have such a concept of something losing its halachic identity in a tarovus, be it a tarovus of yavish b'yavish, or be it lach b'lach, without any ta'am, namely that there we have the principle of achrayim lahatos, 2-1. So we have also, within the world of zevizeh goreim, also a concept of a loss of identity. The loss of identity over here doesn't, you know, it can apply, again, depending on which way we're understanding it. Either that the identity of the nigram, right, of an iser hanoa, this hanoa that we received came from the iser, we're going to lose that identity because there's another factor. Or according to the Baal HaMa'or, in terms of the goreim normally has a certain potential to clone itself, and over here, the moment something else is in the equation, then it loses its koach, it loses its potency to clone itself. Normally, when you have something which is osur b'hanoah, and it's a cause, and the effect is also going to be osur b'hanoah. But if there's another factor involved, then the koach of cloning is that which is being lost. Those are the expressions that we basically find in the Achron. If you were to look, I'm not expecting you to go through 40 pages of a Shara Yosher, but the Shara Yosher over there, Rav Shimon Shkop. He says the Prelefinius Daiti, the Kavanoso, who al hakoach hanoveya mehailan, who hagorem she yulad haisur bahanigram, v'sfaraso the zekumo ba'alma chad betrei batel, shehamiyut batel klape harov gam ken gorem do haisur mitzbatel klape haheter. Hainu dehecha deikum ha-moshe shel davar ha-osur be'eno yiyeh be-heter rov ha-kamut shi-yisrabe ha-heter al ha-isur. So also, hecha danudonim al-koach ha-goreim zerak dezeh eino rak goreim sh'ayedei zehu nechshav kemiyut l'gabei ha-goreim shel-heter shehayal da-atzma b'teilu hainu koach ha-goreim ha-bamen ha-leida b'atel l'gabei koach ha-goreim shel-hazakena. Who had been also, tomorrow Ehrenfeld's giving chavura, he gave that up. Whole page of Mar Makomos and various Achronim who use similar terminology. Namely, as to where the Zevizeh Goreim hits in. In other words, if Zevizeh Goreim, we're saying, is like a concept of bitul. So if we're going to learn, like the Rash and the Tosos, etc., we want to be Mevatel the result. Namely, that this path that was created by the Tanur and the Atzei Heter. Here we have a class which is considered to be the Zevizeh Goreim of the Gemara. This is a Zevizeh Goreim. Then we have two Goreim. Had the Tanur been the only Goreim, we would have said the Tanur is Osir Bahana'ah, the Pat, the Afiyah is Hana'ah, therefore the Pat is Osir, because we see we got Hana'ah from the Isir Hana'ah. So now we're saying the Zevizeh Goreim is going to affect the identity of that of this Pat, what we're saying is that the moment that the Iser Hanoah is coming from more than one factor, So the degree of the Isur Hana'ah that comes from the Tanur is not enough. Is not enough to say that the Tanur is giving us the Hana'ah. The Tanur is not giving us the total Hana'ah. The Tanur is a partner of giving the Hana'ah. It's not giving enough of a Hana'ah that our Hana'ah is diluted. Just like in the world of Bitul, the identity is lost when it is being diluted by a rov. Here the Hana'ah is being diluted. That's what we would say according to the Rash, the first approach, that we're diluting the Hana'ah to the point where it loses its status of coming from, in order that the Easter Hana'ah is not creating enough Hana'ah to say that the passes us are behind. We take the approach of the Baal Hamor, the Tanur, if had it been on its own, we have a din of Yesh Shvach Eitzim, the path that the, or Yesh Shvach Tanur path, that the Tanur on its own would have given its status to the path. The moment we have over here Heter, then that ability to transfer status, that's what's diluted. The Koach over here is diluted, and we no longer have a identity between the cause and the effect. Only when you have a exclusive cause do we say that the effect has the status of the cause. When we have a partnership in the cause, then that co-op that exists to transfer status from item to item, that itself is being in some form diluted. Again, we're not dealing over here with an equation, we're dealing with a comparison. Just like we have a principle that something can lose its identity, it can lose its potency, it can lose its status the moment that it is being mixed with other things, even though there it's a din of rove. Rove would cause the mir to lose its identity, like in the Beis Din, if you have two against one. So the Beis Din as a whole, paskin, in a certain manner. The mir lost its identity. It's part of the Beis Din as a whole. Hu hadin over here, that the something is lost. Either the koach, according to Baal Hamor, the koach to clone itself, that's what is being diluted, or the Iser Hana'ah, which is coming out of the Tanur, is of a lesser percentage, to the point where it's not going to be us. If something over here is being diluted, that's the concept of Zeb Zegora.
Who's to say? In Rome, it's very simple to do mathematical. Here it's somehow qualitative. Who's to say that one Dorian is qualitatively more dominant than the other?
I don't think that's what makes
again. In other words, classically, a zevus egorim is when you have two gornim that we don't you view them as working in partnership. We don't view one as being dominant. The dominance was brought in by the Ran to explain the case of Pat. That's the exception to the rule. The Baal Hamor didn't hold that way. The Baal Hamor held is whenever you have a zevus egorim, you're going to have that partnership. In this case, of fact, we don't have a Zeb Zegorin. We have over here a different principle. We have the Be'en. We don't have a Gorin. Gorin is something which is indirect. This over here is
direct. I want to as a result of Alan's question, that it doesn't matter who's more. You have a partnership in a company. The guy owns 90% and 10%. But it makes the difference when you get in front of the Beit HaMishpat and they want to mechayev the company for something. They look at each one as equal. I'm saying, in other words, here they're equal. Can I point to one of them and say you are the responsible party? No. In other words, it's equal.
Yeah, well, we're saying that
I can't transfer the status of the issue over because they're coming from.
But what we're saying over here, we're not interested in creating over here a partnership. We're saying that the partner of Heter causes the Tanur to be a minus. Namely, that we don't have a full Tanur. We don't have the full Iser. Here is where we have the Bitul. Here is where we have the diffusion. Here is where we have the loss of Koach. The moment that something else is in the issue, then we lose. Then
the other way around.
What?
Then the other way around.
I'm saying that this is the Ran's approach. The Ran's approach is that when you have a Gorein, then we have, you know, with X or Y. The moment that we have another Azeh, something else entering into the equation, then we have over here a world of Bitul. Can this world of Bitul be overridden? So we know that in the world of Bitul, if you have a Dabar Chashev is Eino Mizbatel. What the Ran over here says is that
Here, when we dilute the fuel, that's already a davar chashuv, that's never going to be bustle. The Baal HaMor says, we're going beyond that. It's not just that, it's as though there's nothing else in the picture. Namely, that there's simply everything is coming from the fuel, and nothing is coming from anywhere else. It's a totally different halacha. But in the classic Zeva Zegoren, we're going to be dealing with, where we have two sources of leavening agent, where we're going to have two sources of fuel, we're going to have two sources of the growth of a pre. It's going to be, so then, had we had one Goren, we would have had an Iser Hana'ah, we would have had a cloning. The moment that we have a Zeh in the picture, that, the Zeh, right? The moment that something else enters into the picture, that lowers the status of the Gorim of Iser to the point where it's not going to be able to transfer its Iser, to the point where it's either not enough quantitatively of an Iser Hana'ah, not enough qualitatively of an Iser Hana'ah, but that's the din of Zeh Zegorim is a watering down. That's the din of Bitul, is that something is watered down to the point where it loses its identity, loses its existence. That in a vacuum, it has a certain power. The moment something else is being added in, then it is being watered down, then it loses its power. That's the way the Ran understands the concept of Zeh Zegorim. It doesn't necessarily mean the two of them have to be equal. It just means that we have over here two factors in the equation. It's not a question of equality, it's not a question. In the world of Tarovet, there we have rules, Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Here there's not a rule of Achrei Rabim. Again, in his language, Ki ilu nisba, I'm sorry, Hachinami, Heter haba machmas, Heter haba mikoach grimas isur, kol hecha sha isur ve heter gorem lo, har yu ki ilu nisbatel isur ze. So we'll stop over here. What we'd like to do now is to go through the sugya, go through the rayas, and so the Gur and the Gemara on Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph down to the two dots. The Bishla Gabi Gecholim we'll get back to in terms of where exactly is the Nekudas Machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbanan. Where do we draw the line between Eifer, between Gecholim, between Be'en, Shacheves Omed? Those are technical terms. That's more technical. That's at the bottom of Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Beis. And Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph, I'm sorry. Okay, and so over here, just to see the Gemara with the Rishon and Malatar. I have nothing to big time to add to it. If I do, I'll put up a note.
Winning the round. What?
He's in the round.